Watch, Boy's Long-Awaited Adoption Made Official by a Conference Call. By Amy Furr on April 7, 2020. A Pennsylvania family is not allowing the coronavirus pandemic to steal the joy out of their son's recent adoption ceremony. When Christopher and Tanya Parsons adopted their now 13-year-old daughter, Angel, in 2017, it was an unforgettable moment, according to ABC News. We knew how exciting Angel's adoption was and how much she loved her special day and how memorable it was, Tanya said, adding that she wanted the same thing for her 7-year-old son, Dominic. When the courthouse where the ceremony was supposed to take place shuttered its doors due to virus fears, the Parsons were devastated. However, Judge John F. Cherry was not about to let that keep him from presiding over Dominic's adoption, so he made it official via conference call. Video footage showed the two children leaning on their mom and shedding tears of joy as the judge made the pronouncement. "You two angels, your husband and wife, are going to guarantee a life of happiness and love for this child," he said while the family hugged each other. "And the court is so grateful to you for stepping up and wanting to be those angels on earth for this child," he commented. Despite not being able to meet with the judge in person, Tanya said their family was elated to experience the moment together. "It's still a happy day. We're so excited," she commented. Later, Judge Cherry said adoption cases like the Parsons are some of the most uplifting and transformative experiences. "I've worked with children for the balance of my life. It has a great effect on me personally because I'm there for the worst part of the matter," he stated, that is, the horrific scenarios that deal with these children who are removed from homes. "And then you see the reverse after 18 months or 20 months. Children are so resilient who are in loving and caring homes, who come in totally changed, transformed," he noted. In his chambers, Judge Cherry keeps a treasure chest full of toys for kids who might feel nervous on their big day in court. He said he made a promise that when this is over, they can all come to Judge Cherry's treasure chest.